At the top of our program in the Holt School District, students, families, and other stakeholders have been embroiled in a debate over changes in the district. Recently, a dispute over a district reinvention plan has intensified. Opponents of the plan now threaten to replace members of the Holt School Board, which approved it. Like so many school districts, Holt's been hit hard by state funding cuts, dwindling property tax revenue, as well as a drop in enrollment. The plan, as it's come to be known, aims to avoid cuts to programs through a series of moves. Lately, the focus of the controversy has been the decision to move Holt High School seniors to a building that currently serves only freshmen. The ninth graders will swap places, joining sophomores and juniors at Holt High School this fall. We're now joined by guests on opposite sides of the issue. First, we want to welcome Holt School Superintendent Dr. Johnny Scott. Welcome to Current State.
Good morning.
And an opponent of the switch, as it's come to be called, Dr. Larry Nassar, who has three children attending Holt Public Schools. Hi, Dr. Nassar.
Good morning.
Johnny Scott, can you, as briefly as possible, just tick through the reasons why it's a good idea to switch ninth graders and seniors in Holt?
Well, as we approached this reinvention plan, we looked at this as an opportunity for us to move our ninth graders earlier into the high school and emphasize the importance of that, which also will give those students opportunities to receive acceleration for content courses, as well as to allow us to be more efficient with streamlining our resources to struggling learners as well. As far as the seniors is concerned, we want to create an experience for seniors that will prepare them for life beyond school. And a separate campus will allow us the flexibility to include things like a cottage-like setting, encouraging time management, self-directed learning skills. And we want to build these experiences with that emphasize both soft skills like presentation, communication, helping students understand their roles during lecture, discussion, group work. And these types of experiences will be embedded in capstone courses, you know, sometimes referred to as pathways, and or job shadowing opportunities that we're looking forward to creating with local businesses. And it's difficult to create these types of experiences and sustain them in a traditional bell-driven, rule-regulated schedule of a 9-12 traditional high school. So that is our rationale in a nutshell.
And Larry Nassar, if you could respond, please, why do you and others tend to oppose the switch?
Well, we don't oppose the whole plan because I think that there's some wonderful things that Dr. Scott and the administration is trying to do to enhance the education of our schools. The main issue is, as the switch, as we discuss it, is that we cannot figure out why that form of teaching cannot be done in a separate wing of the school. Since the high school is beautiful, it's really designed for all of these educational advances when they built it, so that there's separate wings, so that the senior class could actually be a senior wing in the school and have a separate outdoor access to the parking lot, and they could come and go there and have their own bell system or no bells. Everything that can be done in the school across the way, we feel can be done in the high school. And since there's very little evidence that's out there that supports a separate 12th grade class in a separate building that shows the benefits of it, there's very little of that compared to the volume of research and the volume of information that says a separate ninth grade class actually enhances retention in school, actually enhances the kids to do better in grades. So the research that's out there literally is overwhelming for that comparatively to the 12th grade system.
Dr. Scott points out, though, that there are advantages there are also some advantages to be gained if the 12th graders have their own place. There are certain opportunities that they're trying to make available to them. Do you doubt that, or do you simply feel that ninth graders need a space of their own more than 12th graders?
Well, in the arrangement right now, the 12th graders could be kept in the high school and yet kept in a separate wing. As a matter of fact, I believe one of the things that they're thinking about doing is when the ninth graders, Dr. Scott, you can correct me, but if the ninth graders move over to the high school, they will be placed in a separate wing to keep them, as you say, in separate groups within the high school itself.
Go ahead and respond to that.
A correction is that what we're going to do is group the kids, the ninth graders, in small learning communities, which means that their four core courses, math, science, social studies, will be contiguous so that those kids, instead of having to move across the whole school, will move in small contiguous communities. So it's not going to be a wing per se. It's going to be we're going to group kids in a small learning community, which is also one of the benefits that the research for these separate campuses have figured out, that a standalone campus allows that, but it's the grouping of kids that really accentuates the benefits. And so we're going to take some of the things that we've learned and just suppose those in the high school as well, too.
I am told there was, and there may still be, compelling research to create a separate building for ninth graders. I mean, when the separate ninth grade building was created in Holt, that was apparently part of the justification. Is that no longer relevant?
No. When we created the ninth grade campus, that was 10 years ago. And I would remind people that 10 years ago, we didn't have iPads, iPods. And so it's not like we want to say that the ninth grade campus setting is bad. We're simply saying that we can gain from that. There are some experiences and advantages that we want to just suppose those. But this move is part of a larger comprehensive move for Holt schools to try to make sure that we balance academic attainment with the notion of dwindling resources, and how can we do that in an efficient manner and continue to provide opportunities and services for kids.
I know some resistance to the switch stems from safety concerns. Larry, do you have any of those?
Well, you know, they are doing a study. Dr. Scott has asked for a study to be done on the traffic patterns. And the only issue with that is that right now the concern is at Holt Road in Carnes, where there's a traffic light and where the turning goes in and out of the high school. However, with the switch situation, where the high school seniors will be driving their cars is in a separate parking lot where there is no traffic light. There's two entrances and exits from that parking lot, and there are no stoplights. So that if you analyze the traffic pattern now, that'll completely change. And we're like, why isn't there a blinking light or some type of way that during the school day they could have better access in and out of the parking lot? With the new configuration where the seniors will be going to the ninth grade and the ninth grade will be going to the 12th grade, you really need to look at that situation, because it is basically there is no stoplights for those seniors in their cars to be coming and going from that building.
Dr. Scott, are you comfortable about the safety issue in general? Do you feel like it will be addressed?
That is something that has repeatedly been raised by Dr. Nasser and some of his peers, and we acknowledge that is an issue, and as he said, that we are looking at that. So we, you know, the verdict is still out on that. We are trying to get some evidence of that, and we will continue to do that.
Larry Nasser, I have to point out, I mean, the board, I want to make clear to our listeners, the board's approved the plan. Mm-hmm. The administration appears to be emphasizing it is moving forward with the plan. Right. Where does that leave you and the others who oppose this?
Well, you know, it's one thing to say that we approve of a plan. It's another thing to implement the plan. So there's not that much discussion about the plan. It's more about how it's being implemented, because when you look at the way that it's been implemented, it has really been poorly communicated to the people. So it's hard for people to understand. Just like Dr. Scott just said, we don't have the answer yet about the safety. We're still working on it. You ask them about the way that they're implementing some of the educational changes. The questions that the students and parents have been asking, the response has been continually, we are still working that out. In their remarks about the lateness, in other words, when you transfer from the ninth grade campus to the 12th grade campus, there is a 10-minute delay. So when the kids currently, which we need to fix, when the kids currently switch over, the ninth graders go on the first and sixth hour, they're allowed to take a bus, and on first hour and sixth hour, the ninth graders can transfer over to the high school. And according to the Reinventing Holt website, right on their website, it says the students are routinely 10 minutes late for their class. So they are trying to work out a bell system or changing so that students do not lose seat time in the class. So currently, the school actually has a system set up for kids to lose time when they transfer from first and sixth hour, and it's been acceptable. And we're asking, why is that acceptable? So if our seniors now are in the ninth grade building, and they're going to be transferring back and forth now at least first, fourth, and sixth hour, that's 10 minutes of class time that they're missing 3 hours a day, okay? And so they still cannot answer the question, why? What are they going to do about that? So they're not prepared for that. They're not prepared for the safety. What about kids in wheelchairs and mental disabilities for that transfer back and forth? How long is it going to take them to go from the one building to the other building? Now, yes, currently they have it with ninth graders, but it's only for two, like for choir and band. But with the seniors, they'll be going for real classes. And so with these kids with disabilities, how difficult is it for them? Or are they just going to be restricted from being able to go back and forth because of loss of seat time in class?
Dr. Johnny Scott, do you feel like you're behind in the planning for this transition?
No, we don't. We've been looking at this plan for over 3 years. In April of 2013, we initially proposed this plan to our community, and with the reaction of the community asked us to wait a year. So we did wait a year. We continued to plan, and now we're ready to implement. So there will always be nuances of any type of innovation. We understand that. We know where we're going to learn as we go. Do we have all the answers to everything? No. We're going to work through some of those answers. But we feel that we've been responsive to the concerns that parents have raised. We've looked at those concerns. We've included those. And actually, they have been helpful to us really looking at the nuances of how we will implement the plan. So I want to say thank you, and we continue to solicit and listen to those voices.
You're not reconsidering delaying the plan, though, correct?
That is correct.
It will be implemented this fall. Larry Nassar, several people have commented to me that this current board, several members of which now may face election challenges, has enjoyed pretty good marks in the community in the past. Is this issue worthy of an overhaul of the school board?
Well, it's not a matter of what was done in the past. It's great. But when you're trying to reinvent a school system and the way that you implement it and the way that you sort of like go against the trust of the people, because when you have evidence that shows that, for the student standpoint, 200 students had a sit-in in January to say, we don't want this. We have a petition of 889 parents that says, we don't want this. We have a survey by the Holt Educational Association that says two-thirds of the teachers do not want this. This is as of January, okay? And now it's February, and they're still saying, okay, two-thirds of the teachers, the majority of the students, by any way that we can survey the parents, the majority of the parents are against the switch. And the board and the administration just keep saying we're moving forward and not addressing these concerns to say, well, wait a second, maybe there is something that we need to slow down. Maybe we need to figure this out more. As Dr. Scott just said, he appreciates the things that we have been showing him because it says, wow, we didn't think about that. And the way that they're trying to distribute their information, if you go to their website, on the Hope Public School website, for notifications, the page is blank. For press releases, the page is blank. For notifications to students, resources, the page is blank. So there's blank page after blank page after blank page on their Hope Public School website. Now, they did set up a volunteer website called Holt and Reinventing Holt, but there's no link on Reinventing Holt even to go back to the Hope Public School website. And in addition, about the capstone courses, which is a major change in education, there's one word of capstone, and there's no explanation of how capstone is on their websites.
We have to conclude. We're nearing the end here, unfortunately. Dr. Scott, there is noticeable resistance to the plan. Are you confident you'll be able to work through all of these?
Yes, we are. And I would just like to, for clarification, when he says the majority, he said 240 students. We currently have 1,300 students in our high school. He said two-thirds of the teaching staff. I want to make sure that a correction is that our teacher association addressed the board and Mr. Nassar to say that survey that they did was part of their negotiation strategy, had nothing to do with trying to take a position on this issue, and they don't have a position. So I just caution that when we say majority, we really need to kind of explore that a lot more fully.
We have to leave it there. We want to thank both of our guests who are on opposite sides of a plan to reinvent Holt Schools here on opposite sides of the switch, as it's being called. Dr. Johnny Scott is the superintendent of Holt Public Schools. Larry Nassar has three children attending the Holt Public Schools. Thanks to both of you. Good luck.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.